We're talking about trampoline parks on the morning show. I'm Kate Archer-Kent. And in recent years, a study by the Journal of the American Academy of Pediatrics showed that emergency room visits due to trampoline park injuries increased by nearly 1,100% from 2010 to 2014. And that study also found that compared to home trampolines, jump parks are producing more serious injuries. So some states have developed regulations around them. Wisconsin is not one of those states yet. Are you a parent or a guardian? Have you ever been to a trampoline park? How old were your kids? What was their experience like? Have they ever been injured? And what was their injury like? How did it happen? Join in at 800-642-1234. Chris Larson is a Democratic state senator from Milwaukee. He's looking to draft a bill this session to try to bring more regulation to Wisconsin trampoline parks. Senator Larson, welcome back to the Ideas Network.
Yeah, thanks for having me, Kate.
So there are hundreds of these trampoline parks all over the country. At least 8 states have taken some steps to regulate them. Wisconsin isn't one of those. What was your initial reaction to this?
Well, I was kind of stunned. This is one I kind of stumbled into. Me and my wife took our kids to a trampoline park. We have a 4-year-old and a 6-year-old. And when we went up, we asked, is this safe for a 4-year-old? And the attendant assured us, oh, yeah, it's fine. Signed the waiver, went on our way. That time was fine. The next time we came back, within 15 minutes, she had broken her leg, her tibia, which is the lower left. And the place was less than helpful, which we found stunning. Nobody helped us out. Nobody gave us any guidance. There was no place to report it. And after we got her taken care of, got this checked out, went and looked at the laws, and it turned out that trampoline parks are not regulated at the federal level. They're not regulated at the state level, and only 7 states have actually moved forward on regulating them in any way. So it's no surprise that the number of injuries has spiked from 2,500 just 6 years ago to the number it is now, which is over 18,000 as of 2017. So we're looking at options of trying to make sure that one, the public is aware of this, that they're not regulated, that the parents really need to look out for the kids while they're there. Two, that there's going to be mandated reporting of injuries, and make sure the places are keeping track of that. Right now, they're not required to, and in many cases, they don't want to try to keep track of it because then they'd have the liability. And then the third thing is making sure they have a minimum level of liability insurance so that they are covered when people are injured, when people are those folks can be taken care of. That'll force them to make sure that they're doing the right thing and taking care of people while they're in their business.
Well, the first thing you do when you walk in the doors of a trampoline park as a parent, you start signing the waivers. You start putting your initials next to all of the boxes. And when you later asked to get copies of those disclaimers, you said it took quite a bit of effort. What about that process that you went through there?
Yeah, it was absolutely stunning that they said, oh, no, you have a copy of it. And we checked and no, absolutely don't. They didn't send an email to us. They didn't give us a copy. And they said the only way, you can go online and get a copy of one, which was also not true. The only way we were able to finally get a copy is going back. And then you have to go through the entire process of signing one just to be able to get another one. And then you have to make a copy there. So they are, in the case that we went, the place we went to, they were reluctant to turn over even what we had disclosed. In other states where these injuries have gotten out of control and people have taken action, the trampoline companies have actually, these trampoline park companies have actually gone back and said, oh, you've signed this, and therefore you're in mandatory arbitration. You can't take this to court. And these things have been signed to be, they've been found to be adhesionary, which means that they can't be held up in court, that you don't waive all of your rights when you do it. But still, again, it's a question of when a kid gets hurt or when an adult gets hurt at one of these places, their first reaction is to just blockade and not give information and to resist turning things over. And right now, up until now, they've gotten away with that.
We're talking with Chris Larson. He's a Democratic state senator from Milwaukee. You can join in this conversation about trampoline parks and regulations at 800-642-1234. As a parent or guardian, do you feel there should be regulations in place for trampoline parks? And what are some suggestions that you have for the lawmaker? You can call in. You can email ideas at WPR.org. Senator, currently Wisconsin state law regulates amusement parks, thrill rides. It's defined as a device that carries frequenters in an unusual, entertaining, or thrilling mode of motion, or any vehicle providing entertainment or transportation to, from, or within an amusement area. So some highly technical legal jargon there. You've proposed adding trampoline parks to this definition. What do you propose there?
Yeah, I mean, right now there's a diction. One of the ways that trampoline parks get out of being regulated is because it's not technically a ride. As you just outlined what the statutory definition is, and I imagine most people don't know that. So one of the ways that another state has done this is they just basically added trampolines as being a type of ride. That's what they did in Kansas. That's one of the easier ways to try and just fix this. Again, these are all things that we're looking for. And then in that way, they have to make sure that they're abiding by safety standards, that there's an inspection, and that they had to adhere to basic levels of safety on these. So again, that's one of those things that we're looking at to just try and figure out how to make sure that people, that these things are as safe as I think a lot of people already think that they are.
And one of the things on your list here is meeting with Brad Paff, the secretary designee of the Wisconsin Department of Agriculture, Trade, and Consumer Protection, to look at this definition of amusement or thrill rides. What are you hoping to gain from that meeting?
Yeah, well, we called over at to his office right away to find out, okay, what's happening with the regulation of trampolines. And they said, well, we don't regulate it at all. And so what we're looking at is to see if there's a way to be able to add this through a rule change. So if we don't have to pass, if we don't have to move forward with legislation and go through that process, if there's a way to say that these are going to be regulated the same way as when you go to your church festival or go to an amusement park are. So if there's a way to be able to get the same level of safety without having to go through the entire process of trying to add this and trying to make it into a law, we'll go about doing that. I think we're trying to make sure that we can get this done as soon as we can to make sure kids are safe.
So if the definition of amusement or thrill rides can't be expanded to include trampoline parks, what would be part of a bill that you would draft for this session?
Yeah, if that's the case, then we would go forward with making sure that there is a clear level of reporting for injuries. So it would either be the administration, the group that you outlined, VACAP, or another one. But there would have to be mandated reporting of injuries to the public so that the public would be aware of it within a certain time span. Some places have it within 24 hours of an injury being found out at a place. Some places it's 72 or 1 week, up to 1 week. Mm-hmm. So just making sure that there is a place where people can see how many injuries, what kind of injuries are happening in a place, I think will guilt some of these folks into doing the right thing and making sure that they're safe. Making sure that there's a minimum level of liability insurance. A lot of states mandate a minimum of $1 million. And so I think that's, again, another way of making sure that these folks are safe.
And we have to pause. We have to pause right here with State Senator Chris Larson of Milwaukee. You can join in here, 800-642-1234. Do you have a trampoline in your own backyard? How do you monitor safety at home? And what do you make of trampoline parks? Have you been to one? Call in, email ideas at WPR.org. We'll get back to this conversation in just a moment here on the Ideas Network. We're looking at trampoline parks on the morning show. I'm Kate Archer-Kent. In the Fox Cities, two former big box stores in Grand Chute will be turned into trampoline parks. Meanwhile, lawmakers in Capitol Hill are pushing to regulate trampoline parks. U.S. Senator Richard Blumenthal is sponsoring legislation that would hold businesses accountable for the injuries occurring inside jump parks. In many cases, visitors sign waivers with forced arbitration clauses, meaning they give up the right to take their cases to court. Here in Wisconsin, State Senator Chris Larson of Milwaukee stays with us. He's looking into putting regulations around them. Getting your thoughts as well at 800-642-1234. Let's go to the phones now with Lou joining us from Oconomowoc. Hi, Lou.
Hi there. I was just commenting to your screener that I was just had my granddaughter out at a trampoline park here in Waukesha, and you do sign the waivers, and you're basically warned that it's well. But my question was, and here's where I was going with this. It seems inconsistent to me in my mind and my thought pattern that the state's going to step in and regulate these things. I have no problem with them regulating that these places are kept up and the springs are good and whatnot. But I live in the city of Oconomowoc, where we've got two lakes here, and we've got numerous public beaches. The city runs at these lakes, and it's swim at your own risk. You go to a state park, more state government, it's swim at your own risk. It seems to me that it's very inconsistent for the state to try to mandate something on an activity, and I would call this an activity, versus like one of these little fairs that comes through with all their rides and stuff and all the mechanical stuff. But they're trying to restrict an activity that the state has drawn hard lines with for generations that you do understand that as a parent, you are responsible for your child.
And Lou, I want to, because we're short on time, I want to get Senator Larson to respond to that. I mean, Lou's saying, yeah, we want these to be mechanically sound, but there is a burden of regulation because there are lots of things that are risky out there. Going swimming.
For sure. I think that the difference with this is that these are artificial environments. These are profit-making ventures, and they, right up to this point, they have calculated it into their profit margins that they're not going to have to be responsible for the number of people who are injured at the year in their business. And I don't think that's acceptable for any business. I think if you went to a church festival and there was a ride where people kept getting hurt day after day, and not just, minor injuries, but broken bones, I think a rational person would say, well, wait a second, why are we allowing that ride to continue? I think there's a basic assumption that when a person walks into a business that it's going to be safe, that their child is not going to walk out with a broken leg or worse. There have been 7 people who died in the last 6 years from these places. And if you want to see a parade of horrors, just Google trampoline park injuries, and you can see numerous videos that people have uploaded of what's happening at these places because they're unregulated.
Well, the International Association of Trampoline Parks said recently there are parks that do not adhere to industry technical standards and do not operate with safety at the forefront of their agendas. So how can we change that here in Wisconsin?
Yeah, I mean, I think that this is, right now we're in the information gathering stage, and I think I outlined some of it before the break, but another one is just trying to see if there should be a minimum weight or a minimum age, and making sure that there's a clear set number of kids that can be on one trampoline at a time. And so we're open to all of that right now. We've been receiving comments at my office almost immediately after this story that you referenced broke, of other parents who've gone through the same horror. So we're gathering that, very interested in other folks who, if they have those, to contact my office so we can gather those and think of the best way to move forward with making sure kids are safe.
Let's go to Stephen now, joining us from Madison. Good morning, Stephen.
Good morning. How are you?
Doing well. What's on your mind here?
Well, I took my kid a few years back to one of these parks, and she got hurt. To me, it was just a quick decision. Don't go back. This is what a trampoline is designed to do. There is nothing you can do to safeguard that. It's just a parenting, basic parenting. It's not, the human body is not designed to be jumping. Once you put them on a trampoline, it's prone to get injured. To me, this sounds like pretty silly.
Yeah, so Stevens is saying avoid these parks at all costs. Let's go to Dwayne in Weston with thoughts on this. Dwayne, hi.
Oh, good morning, Kate. Years ago in the late 90s, our kids were using trampolines, and our primary doctor had told me that some of the most catastrophic bone injuries he's seen was when a large kid comes down on the tramp gets compressed way down, and then there's another smaller child in the air that comes down at this exact moment when that tramp pops up and hits his foot. It's a spiral fracture all the way up from the ankle, halfway up the shin, maybe to the knee. And these are catastrophic injuries. They're big surgery, $100,000. So when people, say don't regulate them, it does affect other people with our policies going up. But we let our kids go on the trampolines, but with, never get on with bigger kids, try to be with one other person your same size. And with these profit ventures, there needs to be some oversight, in my opinion. I still remember that doctor saying that about it's when a heavier child hits that tram and it compresses. So that's my comment.
Senator Larson, what have we heard about from the medical community and in your interactions firsthand as they worked on your child?
Yeah, when we were finally getting my daughter's cast off, the x-ray technician joked that trampoline parks were keeping them in business. They said that this is one of the most common injuries that they're seeing or coming from trampoline parks. I was just out with a friend yesterday who's a nurse, and she said, yeah, if it wasn't for trampoline parks, it would be a lot slower in emergency rooms. So the injury that the caller referenced, the spiral fracture from a double jump, that's one of the most common things that they say that they're seeing. Or another kid, a much larger kid falling on top of a smaller kid because they're not being separated properly. These are the things we're trying to prevent. And I think it's on the state, it's on the community to make sure that the public recognizes all of these risks. Otherwise, the first time people are hearing about it is whether it happens to their kid or whether it happens to a friend, and they're saying, oh gosh, well, I didn't know that. I didn't recognize those risks. So that's what we're trying to do.
Let's go to Paul in Appleton. Hi, Paul.
Hi.
What's on your mind here?
So I'm 18, so I have more young – I have experience with it in my past more than I suppose a lot of the parents will, more firsthand experience. And so I've been to these parks, not recently, but I just remember – afterwards, every time I was sore all over, and everyone's sore all over. I mean, that's not unexpected. But then I have friends who are more than sore, because I mean, of course, we're sore because it's such a strain on the body. But then I have friends who have like sprained joints. They have broken bones, and then their parents just try to get in contact with whatever jumping place they are, and there's nothing they can do about it.
Paul, have you seen trampoline parks become perhaps less of a popular place to go to with your friends, or do you still see your friends going there?
I mean, I believe it's become a less popular place, not because it's more dangerous, just because as we become older, that's less something we're interested in doing.
Sure.
But in terms of like the age group that those were popular, I've not seen any slow in that. They're still a pretty popular place in my area.
Well, Paul, thanks for calling. Senator Larson here, as we wrap up, last 20 seconds, we're seeing movement on Capitol Hill to regulate trampoline parks with Senator Richard Blumenthal pressing forward with legislation. Are you keeping an eye on what's going on the federal level?
Yeah. I mean, right now that because there is no federal legislation, we're interested in what they get up to. But I think we have to look at a Wisconsin-based solution, too. And so we're going to be moving forward, encourage folks to continue the conversation by contacting my office and see what we can do.
Senator Larson,
thanks. I appreciate it.
Yeah, thank you for joining us. Chris Larson is a Democratic state senator from Milwaukee, and we've been talking about potential legislation around trampoline parks here in Wisconsin and what that would look like. Coming up, moviegoers turned out in droves for the new Avengers film, and we're going to be talking about the reasons we're lured to the big screen to watch the trials and triumphs of superheroes. Have you seen the new Avengers movie Endgame? What did you think about it? Did you wait in line? Did you get tickets? We're at 800-642-1234. What is your favorite superhero? Who do you identify with? You can call in, you can email ideas at WPR.org, tweet us at WPR Mornings. By the way, no spoiler alerts ahead. We will stop you in your tracks as we talk Avengers Endgame. That's after this news update right here on the Ideas Network. Stay with us.